The future looks bleak for Syrian refugees in Turkey. The ministry remembers the survivors as Haiti marks the earthquake anniversary. And are you curious about Alaska and the region's north? You're not the only one. We'll spell that out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syrian refugees are in the fight for their lives in Turkey. The Islamic State's forced thousands from their homes. Now they're trying to survive in camps in snow and sub-freezing temperatures. International Needs Turkey Director Behnam Kanutkin is with the refugees handing out warm clothing.
The church, the Evangelical Church, is very small, but has done marvelous things to the refugees. And it is welcomed by the local authorities, and they welcome us very well.
It's strange because Turkey's predominantly Muslim. Kanutkin says refugees want to know about Jesus. While the situation's tragic, he says God is at work.
They hear the Bible, so this is a good opportunity for the gospel. I am sure they will come to Christ Jesus. There are thousands of people among them secretly that they love Jesus very much.
The opportunities are only limited by money. You can share Christ with the mother as well as provide for their needs at missionnews.org. Next Sunday is Sanctity of Human Life Day in the United States. Churches will commemorate the many lives lost to abortion and commit themselves to protecting life at any stage. But President of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, thinks it should focus on more than abortion.
When God is commanding us to take care of the poor, the orphan, the widow, and the alien, or refugees, if you will, that is the sanctity of human life. And God is saying, yes, I want you to protect the unborn. But in addition, I want you also to care for these very vulnerable children and families who also need your protection.
Bethany offers a refugee resettlement program, foster care, trauma care, and the hope of Christ. Good thing, too, because
in the near future, children and families from Syria will be coming to the United States.
They're still looking for foster parents, mentors, and more. Now, if you think you might be able to help, we'll connect you through missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. It hurts to be forgotten, doesn't it? Tens of thousands of people are still living in dire conditions 5 years after the earthquake hit Haiti. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love is urging us not to forget.
They still have tens of thousands of people in tent cities. There are streets that haven't been touched, so there are downed wires, broken poles, rubble from buildings.
Do you believe if we shared our resources and the gospel, it wouldn't only change Haiti, it would change us? Well, either way, the situation hits closer to home than you might think.
They're neighbors. They're so close. They have been hit with one natural disaster after another in a country where the majority of the people were living so far below what we consider poverty line that we can't even fathom surviving.
And it seems like every year there's a new TV show about Alaska. Barry Rempel, area director for Send International North.
There's a great draw to the north. It's a fascinating part of the world. Otherwise, there wouldn't be all these shows and people traveling. But how can we use that to turn our focus to the gospel outreach?
Rempel and his team are taking Jesus to remote communities in the 60-70 window. That's a region spanning from Alaska to Greenland.
As we keep stretching out across the map, God keeps pointing out to us places where gospel work is still needed.
Right now, they're working on an outreach to the northernmost parts of Canada. Will you pray for them?
We need discernment and wisdom, boldness, and courage as we visit communities that we've never been to before.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you the story. God's Word, written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you or your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Young.